This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Willard and Dibs. No Willard today. It's Dibs and Grandy with you here on 95.7 The Game. Welcome in. We got a lot coming up for you today. Dibs, this is a rare Wednesday that kind of feels like a Monday almost.
Almost, yeah.
I know you and Willard did the show the last 2 days, but you and I were in Vegas. And even if you're working in Vegas, that always feels like a vacation
totally.
Or a special trip.
Like a weekend, huh?
Yeah. So it's Wednesday. We only have 3 shows left this week, but it feels like it's Monday. And that's a good thing when the middle of the week feels like the beginning of the week.
It does, especially because of the All-Star game yesterday, which is always on a Tuesday. But it felt like a kind of a weekend day. And you and I were flying back and we got back fairly late by the time you and I back at the plane. By the time we got off the plane, it was darn near 10:45. Yep. I mean, shout out row 26 and row 27, where
we were way back there. Now
we were back totally, like a big time home run in the All-Star Derby. So that's where we were, and you know, we got a chance to watch some of the game. And I know you taped it, and I did the same, and watched the rest of it today. And I thought that was awesome entertainment.
I mean, the game itself, just the first 9 innings, 6-0 NL. They got out to the immediate start, the 2-run double in the first inning. They go up 2-0. They ultimately take a 6-0 lead. Then the AL, late in the game, comes clawing all the way back. They tie it in the 9th inning, down to their final out, thanks to Bay Area's own Stephen Kwan, who beats out an infield dribbler and ties the game up. Then the game goes to extras, if you want to call it that, on an Edwin Diaz challenged ball strike call, and it gets overturned, called the strike, inning over, and then we go to the swing-off, and we have one of the most dramatic endings to an All-Star game that I can remember, Dibs, and honestly, I love the passion that Goo came in here with, both to begin their show and during the crossover. I cannot disagree further, though. That ending, Dibs, it had me locked in, and it would be similar to a 3-point contest or a dunk contest deciding the All-Star winner in the NBA. I don't view that as a bad thing. I view that as those athletes showing off how good they are at doing something so unique to that specific sport. I find that kind of stuff really, really fun to watch.
Absolutely. And I was thinking about if they did in the NBA, if they did like a knockout contest, but from the 3-point line.
That would be fun.
Like a 3-point line knockout where you can't knock somebody else's ball, but you're just shooting top of the key threes. You get, you know, maybe 3 guys on each team, and it's knockout. And we'll see who winds up as the champ. And I know you're the champ here 2 years in a row of our knockout. And, you know, you get that in the NBA. Can you imagine if it was, you know, Steph and LeBron against, you know, maybe KD. I guess KD would be on the West as well, or whatever the names would be. And you had a full-on knockout contest to decide the NBA All-Star Game champion.
I'd watch.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why last night was so good, because it was weird, it was different, it was unique, groundbreaking. And if the players are into it, then so will I.
Yeah.
And that's what that was last night.
Yeah, 888-957-9570. We have a lot to get to today. We're going to talk here about the All-Star game. I also want to talk about the automated ball strike system that got implemented last night, and maybe it's going to come to the big leagues beginning next year. We also have to talk about some of, I think, the changes that baseball has made. It feels like baseball is on a bit of an upward trajectory. I don't know when was the last time we could say that. Also, some news out of the NBA. Bradley Beal essentially stretched and waived, essentially bought out by the Phoenix Suns, and he has reportedly agreed to a deal with the LA Clippers. Dibs and I were down in Vegas the last couple of days. We can give you our summer league takeaways. And then there's, you know, our three major teams here around the Bay. They're all dealing with a conundrum right now. What do the Giants do before the deadline? What do the Warriors do about Kuminga? And what do the Niners do about Juwan Jennings? We got some fun things to play with regarding those three different questions. So we'll get into all of that here before the show is up. But you said it there, Dibs. What the NBA has been searching for a long time now, not just in their All-Star game, but in their All-Star weekend as a whole. I mean, the dunk contest has been saved by a G-leaguer. And, like, that's the state of the slam dunk contest. Not even thinking about the All-Star game in the NBA right now. The NBA All-Star game has gotten to a point where the players don't care, where they were talking about maybe taking the game out entirely and doing something like a knockout contest for the actual All-Star game itself. Like, that is how dire that game is. What we've been asking the NBA to find for a very long time is just find a way to motivate the players. If it's as simple as money, and they have to play a certain level to get that money, and there's an independent judge that gauges how hard they're playing, I don't care how you get there. Just make them care, because these amazing athletes caring will make it a more enjoyable product. The MLB, they found a way to make their athletes care. And maybe it's not Judge and Ohtani that are participating down the stretch, but, I mean, Schwarber, that's still a star, and he stole the show with three home runs on three swings to essentially win it for the National League. And just look at the celebration on the faces of the NL All-Stars and the dejection on the face of the AL All-Stars. You cannot possibly tell me they did not care about that. And Dibs, if they care, then that's going to make me, the fan, care.
That's my whole point, and that's where we've gotten with the NBA. And the NFL has gotten so far down the road that they realized, well, the players don't care, and the fans stopped even showing up and watching it on TV, so we had to bag that whole thing. And so the NFL, the old Pro Bowl, I don't know if it's been 3 years now, maybe more. It's hard to remember the last Pro Bowl that the NFL actually had, and it's because the players don't care. And that one I understand, because you play football and you might get hurt, even if you're trying to, like, half tackle somebody. And I know we can't blitz and all the other rules they put in to protect these guys. The fact that they really didn't even care about that, you had to bag it. And the NBA is, quite frankly, way different, where you can actually play a basketball game and have people care. And so if the NBA players cared, and I don't know if it's USA against the world, they tried the four-team tournament, which actually didn't really make it matter too much. I think it was a step in the right direction, but I don't know if it's even like a three-on-three tournament or however you would want to construct it to make it so these guys would actually care. If the NBA players cared like they used to, and this is maybe a generation ago, back when the game actually mattered to people and they competed, and then it got to be where, oh, we'll just compete in the fourth quarter. And then it got to where we won't even compete in the fourth quarter. And now you had to come up with a three-on-three or a four-team tournament to try to make these guys care, and they still don't care. So the NBA is closer to actually bagging it. And baseball, that's the way it's supposed to be. That game was fun, entertaining, and they actually tried.
Were you a fan of when the MLB All-Star game was winner got home field advantage in the World Series? Did you like that added layer?
I didn't like it because I don't think that it was really that necessary. I mean, baseball players are going to try anyway because it's
just the nature of the sport.
Right, it's mano a mano. Like, if you're an All-Star pitcher and I'm an All-Star hitter or vice versa and you're on the mound, I want to get a hit off you.
It's easy to go 100% if you're a baseball player.
Right. And last night's a great example where, you know, Randy Rodriguez gets up there. He comes out of the pen and he's facing Brett Rooker. And, you know, Rodriguez wants to get him out. He wants to showcase his best stuff. And he falls behind 2-0. And he throws that classic 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle. Okay. And Rooker's, like, on it. And, you know, so Rodriguez now forever will have that on his resume. And if I said the name Atlee Hammaker to people, you'd remember when he was an All-Star and he gave up five or six runs in the All-Star game. And it's unfortunate that that's one of the things we remember about Atlee Hambacher, but he was an all-star, and that happened. So it matters to these guys.
Well, I remember thinking back, and some of these memories have been popping up because around this time, obviously, is when the all-star game for baseball always happens, and you have, like, on this day, back in 20-whenever, and it was the 2012 all-star game in Kansas City. One, that was, like, the peak year that Giants fans just stuffed the ballot, and they voted for all Giants. And now a lot of them were very deserving, but Buster Posey was the starting catcher, and Pablo was the starting third baseman, and Melky Cabrera was the starting left fielder, and Matt Cain started the All-Star game. It was like the Giants show in Kansas City that year, and that was when it was still winner of the game, the winning division, the winning league, got home field advantage in the World Series. And Pablo Sandoval hit either a bases loaded or a two-run triple in the first inning, crazily enough, off of Justin Verlander, which foreshadowed what he did against Verlander in the World Series that year. Melky Cabrera hit a home run, and he won the MVP honors that year. Matt Cain, I think, threw a scoreless first inning in that game. So it was the Giants show. The Giants were the main reason the NL won the game, and the Giants ultimately ended up winning the NL, and because they led the team to a win in the All-Star game, they got Game 1 and Game 2 at home in the World Series, and they ultimately beat those same Detroit Tigers, led by Justin Verlander, who was on the bump for the AL. I always think back to that game as kind of it working out, but for the most part, Dibs, you have a team that just by luck of whatever happened in the All-Star game gets to host the World Series, which I'm with you. It doesn't make any sense. And in the case of baseball specifically, I don't think you need that extra incentive to get the best out of these individual players. And we saw that yesterday.
Right. And I would love to see an incentive for the NBA that would be akin to that, but I don't know.
Not home court.
Right.
Advantage.
Well, even that, I don't know if it would really matter. If you're an all-star and you're not on one of the better teams in the conference, I don't even know if that would motivate you to try to go out there. Like, if you're OKC and you're the top seed going into the break, well, maybe, yeah, you're trying to motivate the fellas to get that win. I do think that for the NBA, the next step would be USA against the world, and you do it that way.
Might
and if you start to draw it up, and if they've got, you know, Giannis, and they've got Shea, who's from Canada, and they've got Wemby, and they got Jokic, and you start to
Luka.
Stack up. Yeah, I mean, you look at what their 12-man team would be against the American team. I think that that becomes something that would motivate them. Not that they all have this national pride or global pride, but just the idea of USA against the world, I do think would motivate them to play a little harder.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that was a discussion point at the All-Star weekend this past year at Chase Center. A lot of the players were talking about it. We'll see. Maybe that's what the NBA goes with coming up next year. All right, it's time for a break. We do, though, today continue our All-Star Week prize blowout. Every day this week, each show will give out one of our awesome prizes. Today, we're giving one lucky listener a Warriors prize pack and a $100 gift card to Laughing Monk Brewing. The Warriors prize pack includes a hat, t-shirts, a bobblehead, and a collectible pin. Listen at 4:30 to learn how you can win. That's coming up later on today here on Willard and Dibs. All right, when we come back, more on the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, plus City Chop. I see you on hold. We'll get to you when we come back. It's Willard and Dibs. No Willard, Grandy in, Dibs and Grandy with you. More next on 95.7 The Game.
Through you, Schwarber. And the air to center field, headed toward...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wall and dead center.
That's huge for the National League.
So there you go. You said if he could get it on his first swing, and he did.
Schwarber's in the All-Star game. Tied at three.
That's MVP material if he gets a third one right here.
AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
That was Joe Davis, John Smoltz on Fox last night calling a portion of the swing off. The way it worked was three hitters for the AL, three hitters for the NL. It was Brent Rooker, Randy Arozarena, and Jonathan Aranda from Tampa. Only like 11 home runs on the year. That was kind of an odd inclusion. By Boone, the AL manager, and then for the NL was Pete Alonso, Stowers of the Marlins. He was like a last second addition, and then Kyle Schwarber. And Kyle Schwarber essentially ended things almost just about with that three home run performance himself. Great calls there, courtesy of MLB on Fox. Yeah, that was exciting, Dibs. It was exciting. We didn't get to watch it live. Because we were like boarding the plane and taking off as it was happening. Really quick, just on the trip, one thing that I've come to really, really enjoy, Dibs, flying back to the Bay Area after a trip, almost wherever you go, it's the first step you take, whether it's, you know, off the plane and you can feel the air, or it's just when you get out of the airport. And it's one, it's the temperature, especially for you and I coming from Vegas, where it was like 115 degrees 24/7 while we were there, even at like midnight. It's also just how crisp and fresh the air is. You and I were right next to each other when we walked out of the Oakland airport last night, just breathing in that air for the first time in a while, Dibs. It is an underrated feeling.
No doubt. And as you walked by me, I don't know if you remember what I was doing, but...
Were you putting a jacket on?
I was putting on a hoodie. Absolutely. Because I was behind you, and then you stopped to fill up your water bottle, and I passed you, and then I went down the escalator. Neither one of us checked a bag, and I was just about to go outside, and I stopped, and I'm like, you know what? I'm putting on a hoodie. It's no longer a $116.
Yeah.
And so I stopped, and I had to fish out my hoodie, and yeah. You walked by, and we waved, you know, silently to each other. It's like, I'll be talking to you for the next week and a half. Yeah. We don't need any more exchanges of pleasantries. I spent 2 days with you mostly in silence, yeah, knowing that we're going to have plenty of time to chat. But I was putting on a hoodie, and you're right, though, because then the doors open up, and it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Cold and a little bit heavy, the air.
Yeah. So, it wasn't that bad, though. I barted back to the city after last night, and unfortunately, I had missed the train to San Francisco from the Coliseum station.
Oh.
And so I had to wait like 20 minutes out there. And I didn't pack a jacket or any long sleeve because I was carrying all the radio equipment, Dibs. I was like forced to pack really light. So I was like, you know what? Even if I have to wait a little bit for Bart, like I might be a little cold, but it'll be fine. It was honestly wasn't even that bad. It just felt good to be out of that weather. And the other thing you mentioned, I stopped at the airport to fill up my water bottle.
Yep.
That's the other thing about the Bay Area that is underrated. All of the water in Las Vegas, Dibs, like you just have to buy bottled water.
Pretty much.
Because it's kind of gross, at least for us that are used to the Bay Area water. So the second you get to the airport, dump that sucker out and fill up your water bottle with fresh Bay Area water. That's what I did.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, a lot of things to take for granted. But first and foremost, and I try not to take this for granted, is the weather. And the weather is just best maybe on the planet. And, you know, Vegas was great. And the beauty of Vegas is you don't really have to be outside that long. You know, we went from the hotel, Planet Hollywood, which I loved. I'd never stayed there before. Great room, great hotel. And, you know, you get right in the Uber. Air conditioned, of course, and then you step out and you walk about 100 yards and it's awkward and it's uncomfortable, and then you get right in the building. It's like, oh yeah, back down to about 75 or 80. So that's kind of an indoor life there. Same as Arizona in Palm Springs. You just live indoors for 3 months.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Reacting to last night's All-Star game, I thought it was absolutely awesome, and there's some smaller pieces that we can dig into. But let's take a couple of calls here. It's Willard and Dibs. Grandy in for Willard. So Dibs and Grandy with you here on 95.7. The game up first is City Chop, who wants to say what's up and weigh in on the All-Star game. City Chop, is this the City Chop I met at the Giants-Dodger game on Friday?
Yes, sir. What's up, Grandy, man? Nice to meet you. What's up, Dibs? How you doing?
What up, Chop?
How's it going, man? What do you got?
It's good, man. I think the way that they ended the All-Star game was cool. I mean, you know, get that W, turn off your TV, go to bed, let's go. But, hey, Friday night was a phenomenal game. I wish the rest of the weekend would have ended how we wanted with two Giants wins. It didn't happen, but let's go. We got the next half of the season, man. Go Giants.
Yes, sir. City Chop, appreciate it. Giants still off until Friday when they'll begin their unofficial second half. But yeah, thanks for the call, City Chop. That game on Friday night was amazing. I mean, the game Saturday and Sunday, too, against the Dodgers were also fun as well. Obviously, they ended in Dodger wins, so a little frustrating for Giants fans. But the baseball's been pretty darn good, Dibs. Entertaining. And, you know, we're coming off of the high of the All-Star game. And you have all these stars and a lot of the young talent, and you've got some newer teams that are kind of, you know, stepping into the forefront. I think baseball, Dibs, is in a really, really good spot, and I'm a little shocked that I'm saying that considering the way that I felt about the league in general maybe as recently as just like 3 or 4 years ago.
Makes sense, but I also do think that Major League Baseball has a long way to go to make it so that the All-Star game is not kind of a get-to-know-you fest. Mm. So I'm a fan of Major League Baseball. I'm more a fan of the Giants, and I follow them very, very closely. I don't follow the general MLB as closely as, say, you or Lucas, even Steiny, who's in a fantasy baseball league. That makes you really much more aware of other players on other teams. So when I watch the Home Run Derby and I watch the All-Star game itself, some of that is like getting to know these players, getting to know players that are All-Star level, obviously, who maybe I'm not aware of or maybe I haven't followed. And so that should never be the case. And I'm not quite a casual baseball fan, but in terms of all the MLB, I would say in general, more fans are like me than are like Lucas, who would know every single All-Star on every single team.
Yeah.
And that is part of Major League Baseball's problem, and it's part of their growth area where you're watching the All-Star game and it's like, oh, who's this guy from Tampa or Kansas City or Minnesota or whatever? It's like, oh, he's having a good year. He's a good player. And then he does a good thing. And it's like, all right, somebody to keep an eye on. I'm glad I got to know him. And you shouldn't be getting to know All-Stars during the All-Star game.
Well, the other thing that baseball did, and I credit them, and it was the easiest decision, so maybe they don't deserve a ton of credit other than just congrats, you did the right thing. They let their All-Stars wear their own team's jerseys again this year, which I think going with what you're talking about allows fans who maybe don't know at least like the other league. Like if you're a Giants fan, maybe you don't know the American League all that well, although you're probably getting to know them more with the new balanced schedule. You see a lot more American League teams now than you ever have before. But it's one thing when this guy who you've never seen before walks up in just the American League jersey and you're like, I don't even know what team you play for, let alone what your name is. But at least now, when Jonathan Aranda steps up to the plate, Dibs, he's wearing a Tampa Bay Rays jersey. You're like, right. Well, okay, he's on Tampa. Kind of makes sense. I don't know who he is because generally they're just a bunch of, new guys breaking into the scene, and they turn out to be pretty darn good, but I don't know who they are just yet.
Yeah, and that's part of it. And also, I think, some of it is the fact that you have so many different players who play in the All-Star game, and even with a pitcher, it's like guy comes in for maybe three batters, and then he's out, and it's a new pitcher, and even like Mizorowski, who is brand new, and yet he gets to be an all-star after 25 innings. And I know
that's kind of weird.
Super weird. Super weird. And I know he's had an amazing start to his young career, but the guy's thrown 25 innings. And so we throw him in there because he is going to be great. And he already is good. It's a very small sample, but you're automatically an all-star just because we want you to be somebody that people get to know. So there's a little bit for me still of the funky nature of how they pick players and the fact that you have so many different players. And, the one thing I'll agree with Guru on is when you get to the swing-off to decide the winner, a lot of the guys you would want to see are already out of the game and in the shower and maybe on their way home.
They might be on their private jet already.
Exactly. So yeah. That part of it I kind of agree with. And the other piece that kind of, it just irked me. It didn't really bother me, but Schwarber gets the MVP because he's able to hit a batting practice pitch over the fence three times?
That's a joke. Maybe this is just because we were just in Vegas for the last 2 days, Dibs, but my mind immediately went to, oh my God, imagine you had a live Kyle Schwarber MVP bet.
Oh my God.
The NL was up 6-0.
You're dead.
Like, imagine you had it. You placed it live.
You
placed it live when it was 6-0 and Schwarber had no chance of being the MVP.
Right.
And then suddenly he wins MVP. You'd be rolling in it right now.
Right. I mean, he was 0 for 2 with a walk. And he came in for Ohtani and he did nothing. He drew a walk. And if the game would have ended, 6-5, yeah. National League wins, it's probably Pete Alonso who had the big home run in that game. And so you would figure that he'd be the MVP. I don't know who else you would give it to.
Cattell had the two-run double in the first, I think. But yeah, probably Pete Alonso.
I mean, Alonso had the three-run piece that ultimately was the one that would have won the game, and it didn't. And so now you get into the lob ball portion of the game. And
it still is difficult to do. Three home runs.
I've taken batting practice at Oracle Park two different times with an aluminum bat. And
what's your max distance?
Probably about 270.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good, but it's not like...
I mean, you're nowhere near hitting one out, but it's pretty good.
And, Bill Lasky famously was throwing me curves and brushing me back because maybe I was running my mouth on the air. But
a little bit of chin music.
That's neither here nor there, but it's not easy to do. I'm not trying to say that it's easy to do, but for these guys, it's easy to do. It's like a 40-yard field goal for a kicker.
I want to go to Stan in just a sec, but I need to know, you took batting practice two separate occasions. When was this?
Oh, it had to be first time probably about 2008.
Okay.
Maybe 08, 09.
Wow.
Back then, I was working for a different company where that was something that you had access to.
Yeah.
And so it was like a corporate event and, come on out and take BP with so-and-so and so-and-so. And
that's awesome.
And pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been more awesome if I was a better hitter. And I've always been much more of a slappy. Even when I played baseball, I was never a power threat. So.
You swing righty, right?
Yeah. And lefty as I got older, but that's more when I was playing like fast pitch softball, doing a lot of like slapping and push bunting and the rest of it.
Yeah.
So when it comes to like a home run derby, that's not really my lane.
The 510 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line asks, if Schwarber doesn't hit the three home runs, do you think Rooker could have been the MVP with his hits in game, the home run, and the two in the swing-off? Yeah, absolutely. If the AL won that, courtesy of the swing-off, Rooker wins.
No doubt.
Home run in live play and two in the swing-off. No doubt he'd win the MVP, which would be kind of cool.
That would be very cool. Yeah. The home run he hit off Randy Rodriguez was power versus power, and like right off the bat, you kind of knew. And, we were talking on our show, and Mark Willard, who's out for a while, was talking, oh, Rooker, the Giants should get Rooker. That's my new guy.
Lucas Alexander is in on that, too.
Yeah, I mean, we all would be in on that, but A, I don't know why the A's would dump him now. We all agree that they will eventually trade him because it's what the A's do, but if they trade him, why would they trade him to the Giants? That part I don't buy.
Well, there's a whole conversation about the A's with Severino as well, their pitcher, who's made it very known he does not enjoy pitching in Sacramento. Everything you said, Luis, is 100% right, I'm sure. You also agreed to the contract, so you share a bit of the blame yourself. But with the A's specifically, generally, Dibs, the A's make trades to save money, but now they have to stay above the minimum salary floor. So a trade isn't necessarily to save money for them. Maybe they do kind of in the way that NBA teams trade. Maybe they're looking for expiring money and a player on the last year of their contract, as opposed to Rooker, who they extended, and Severino, who they just signed. Maybe that's where they go. I would be surprised if Brent...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Rooker gets traded to the Giants. I think the A's just, you know, no. Buster Posey picks up the phone. Zach Manassian picks up the phone and says, hey, you interested in trading us Brent Rooker? I would imagine the A's would pretty quickly say, not to you, goodbye.
Right, exactly. I mean, that of all the things that the A's, or the Athletics rather, have done to piss off their fan base, that might be second only to them fleeing Oakland.
Yeah. That would not be good, no doubt. 888-957-9570. I think Stan in San Leandro wants to talk about some All-Star memories. Stan, what's up? You're on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy with you today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. I was going to say some of the All-Star memories I have was sneaking into the Oakland Coliseum. We were about in seventh grade for the All-Star game. I think it was 86 with Ozzie Smith and Ricky Henderson and Daryl Strawberry. And for some reason, that game seemed a lot bigger than it is today. I don't know why. I think maybe it's because We knew all of those players. Like, we knew everything about those players. These days, like you say, you watch the All-Star game, it's kind of like Little League All-Stars. You got players, so many players from different countries. There's no way that you're just learning about them now. You don't know about them since they first got signed, and like we did back in the day. And I remember when Dusty Baker kept Dontrelle Willis in the bullpen the whole game. Everybody wanted to see Dontrelle Willis pitch, and that was the most exciting thing that you're waiting for. And Dusty didn't put him in, and I was thinking, maybe the All-Star game needs to get younger. Maybe it should be a bunch of guys like Dontrelle Willis, those type of rookies. Or for today, Volpe with maybe Jackson Holliday. If you had all those guys playing, that seems to be more compelling for fans to watch than the same dudes that have been going there for 15 years, the Melky Cabreras. You bring up Melky Cabrera. Gosh, that guy was on, was he on the juice? He had such a good year for the Giants
that year.
And then he couldn't play the second half of the year. They ended up winning the title. They should put a statue of Melky Cabrera up with Barry Bonds, as enhanced players that have helped the Giants. Because, I mean, that guy was the MVP of the whole league. And then when they, basically he was cut out of the league. I don't think he ever played again. The Giants got a huge boost. They were in first place the first half. They didn't have to do nothing but coast all the way to the title. And it was just a steroid-induced title. So, trade Brent Rooker to the Dodgers. Have a nice day.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Stan. Well, I mean, the Dodgers would love another bat, I'm sure, but I don't think that's going to happen either. Melky did play, in fact, a whole lot longer after that 2012 year. But yes, he did get busted for performance-enhancing drugs. He was hitting .346 that year as a Giant. He was so popular so quickly in San Francisco that you had, milkmen and milkmaids costumes in the stands. And, yeah, he helped the Giants get off to a good start in 2012. I wouldn't go as far as saying that 2012 Giants championship has an asterisk because of Melky Cabrera's PEDs. They won it the entire second half and the entire postseason without him. The Dontrelle Willis postseason memory is one that pops up as well. And then Stan talked also just about maybe the All-Star game getting younger. Maybe that's where the game needs to go. I'm not so sure. Let me ask you this, Dibs. Clayton Kershaw pitched the second inning for the National League. He hasn't pitched anywhere near well enough or even enough in general to be an All-Star this year. But he earned the Legends nod. Is that... Do you in on that? I mean, should baseball be doing something like that for their legends of the game? Or is it just, no, you have to earn the right to be an All-Star no matter who you are?
I think that that's fine, especially when you look at a player who might be ending their career. And I guess you could have done the same thing with Justin Verlander if he was going to end his career and he would get the nod, even though he's, 0-6 or 0-7 with a 5 ERA.
0-9 now?
He's 0-whatever.
Does not have a win, yeah.
Right, and Kershaw hasn't pitched that much, and yet you've got a young pitcher who's thrown 25 innings, and he's an all-star. So if we're going to do that, why not let an older guy in? And I do look at last night, and Paul Skeens was your starter for the National League, and he's a young player. So
he started last year too, didn't he?
Yeah.
As a rookie.
So you've got a good mix of older players and also younger players, future stars who, like I'm saying, fans are still trying to get to know these people. And I know Paul Skeens, and many fans do, because he is a phenom, and he leads the highlights every time he pitches. But outside of that, there are many other younger players who are worthy of being all-stars who aren't yet household names. And so I think baseball in this year did a nice job of mixing in young stars, future phenoms with established veterans.
Yeah, if we're trying to, grade the all-star rosters and like this certain decisions made by baseball, the Jacob Mizorowski all-star selection to me is way worse than the Clayton Kershaw legend selection. Like you have very, very, very deserving pitchers that didn't get in. I know the Giants were trying to politic Tyler Rogers' way into the all-star roster for the National League. I know the Phillies did the same thing with Christopher Sanchez, who's a starter and very, very deserving. Those guys probably both deserved a spot over Jacob Mizorowski. Other thing about Mizorowski, if you don't know who he is, the young phenom for the Brewers, who's only made 5 starts, has been absolutely electric in like every single one of those 5. I think he got hit around a bit in 1, but the other 4, he's been nearly unhittable, including against the Dodgers, like a little more than a week ago. He has been absolutely amazing. But yeah, I'm with you. The Kershaw one is a little more acceptable to me than Mizorowski. Mizorowski, assuming his career doesn't completely crater, he's going to be in multiple All-Star games going forward, and you feel like it would mean a little bit more to him if his first one was when he truly earned it.
Yeah, he's made 5 starts, like you mentioned, and you know he's pitched a total of, 25 2/3 innings in his whole career. And yeah, he's had a nice start, although the Mets would tell you that he's highly hittable. That's the team that touched him up for 5 runs and 3 2/3, but he gets the nod because of the hype and all of the phenom that surrounds him. Like Paul Skeens, he's been great now for 1.5 years, almost 2 years, where he's Cy Young caliber. He's the best pitcher in the league.
Yep.
You not only make it, but you get the start. You earned it. Mizorowski, the guy's brand new. He's only been in the bigs for 1 month and 4 days. You've been in the bigs for a total of 34 days as of today, and you get to be an all-star just because there's so much hype around you. That, to me, was a miss. And for Kershaw, if you want a veterans committee choice or a commissioner's choice and you want it to be Kershaw, that's fine. Go ahead and throw him in there. Let him get a couple of outs. And I'm sure he got a nice ovation when he came off the mound. He didn't even finish that inning. So yeah.
Dave Roberts gave him the curtain call, which also is the right move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's fine. Kershaw's going to be first ballot Hall of Famer. And even though the game wasn't in L.A., as a neutral baseball fan, you can recognize his greatness and you can give him his just desserts. And you mentioned Dave Roberts, and I was wondering about how tough it is to be a manager in an all-star game and have to go out and take somebody out. And that happened with, before Rodriguez, I guess it was Morejon.
Mm.
Is that how you pronounce
it? Yeah.
Adrian, he's a Padre, and he was struggling, and Roberts had to go out there, and you see him talking to him, and he's like, you know, basically telling him, I got to do this.
Sorry, brother.
I got to take you out. I mean, nobody wants this. You don't want it. I don't want it, but you haven't gotten anyone out. And, yeah, you're in a little bit of a tight spot, so we're going to the pen. And he gives him the old slap on the rump, and off he goes. And in comes Randy Rodriguez, who immediately allows those 2 runs to score.
Yeah, yeah. And Scott and Hayward on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line does bring up a good point as it relates to Kershaw. Kershaw's live interview, mic'd up when he was on the mound, was one of the better moments of the entire game. If you missed that in the second inning, I'd go back and give it a listen, because it was pretty fun to hear Clayton Kershaw, like, as he's in the windup and ready to throw a pitch, talking to the guys and asking the guys, what should I throw here? What should I throw here? As he's beginning his windup, it was pretty cool. So I'm a big fan of the All-Star game last night specifically. Also a fan of one thing that we saw for the first time at the major league level in the game. We can talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Plus, always more time for your calls. I see your skills. We'll get to you when we come back. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. It's Willard and Dibs, Dibs and Grandy with you right here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.